to share with you something else in Yeridaya that's explained with this Mardechai. In Simen Yud Dalet, which is Hilchis, Simen Yud Dalet, Hilchis Shechita. This has come up in Hilchis Shechita. So listen to the case that the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. An animal if you shecht an animal, and it's a pregnant animal, and after you shecht it, the child comes out alive, that's called a ben pakua. The child is a geshechtene living animal. It's apidin, it's shechted. It's a geshechtene animal, and it's alive, and it had shechita. It's a kosher animal. The halacha is, in Simi Yadalit, Sif Dalit and Sif Hei, that if the animal, while you're shechting the mother, the uber stuck its hand out, let's say, of the womb. It's about to give birth. Its hand came out, and then you shechted the mother. The hand is treif. The hand isn't kosher, because the hand wasn't in the mother during shechita. The rest of the guf is kosher. The rest of it was geshachtin. Minatayra, it's a good shechita. Drabanan, it needs a new shechita, but I'm talking about minatayra. The animal is geshachtin, and the hand is treif. See, here you have a case. This animal afterwards is born, and it walks around, and its hand that it stuck out is not kosher, and the rest of the animal is kosher, is geshachtin. Okay, no problem. You have such an animal, it's not going to happen in a million years, that you're going to shecht the mother while it's in the middle of giving birth and the baby's hand is stuck out. Maybe it will happen, but not shchiach. But anyway, the Gemara has such a chetimtza as brought in Shulchan Aruch. What's the din if this baby is a nekeva, is a cow, and it has milk? It gives milk. The halacha is the milk is considered to come from all the evarim of an animal. The milk comes out of the udder, but all of the parts of the aver contribute to the milk. And therefore, this milk is, the Shulchan Aruch says, that you're not allowed to eat the milk, not drink the milk. Because the milk comes partially from a treifa aver. Is a rule, kol hayotze min hatamei tamei. Anything that's created from something treif is treif. That's how we know that if a camel gives milk, it's treif. What's treif about milk? Kol hayotze min hatamei tamei. If a treif animal gives milk, it's tamei. The milk that comes out of this cow is coming, let's say, 95% from evarim that are kosher, and 5% from this hand that's treif. So Dr. Shulchan Aruch, this milk has a din of treif because of the part of the milk which is treif. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. That hand is nevela.
So nevela would have the same din?
Cholav of a nevela is treif. If a nevela could give milk, it would be treif. If you shecht an animal, you find cholav in a nevela, it's cholav nevela, it's treif. Treif in a tire. It's an Eivor Menachai that doesn't have a head to shechita. There's no way to shecht it, Menachai.
It's not that it doesn't have a head to
shechita.
It's not the
Eshub shechita. It's the Eshub shechita. That's why. Because since it's the Eshub shechita, it's considered to be treif. It's an animal that's treif. The truth is, the Gemara asks, why is any milk mutter? All milk should be aser because it comes from Eivor Menachai. So what's the Gemara answer? The Gemara brings the pasuk, brings two pesukim. It brings the pasuk of Eretz Avosol Midrash. You see its mutter. And it brings another pasuk. It brings a pasuk by David HaMelech. When David, before he was Melech, when he was a Bacher, he went to visit his brothers. They were in the army. So his father sent along cheese for them to eat. So the Gemara says that you see from there, cheese is mutter, milk is mutter. Akoponim. That's a halacha. We want to know why. It's a sugya in cholim. But lamaisa, that's the halacha. That the milk, since a mixture of kosher milk and treifa milk, Okay. Fract is Shach. Shach and the Bach, maybe the Taz also. They all say, 1 minute. It should depend. If the hand of the cow is 5%, 20th, you're right, it's treif. What happens if the part of the Eved that came out is less than a 60th of the animal? Stuck out just its hoof, just the bottom of the foot. If it's less than a 60th, so the Shach, the Bach, Amatmiya, they say, the Shulchan Aruch should say, that it's mutter. But then it's batel b'shishim. Then the milk that comes out of the animal is 1/60th treif, and 59/60th is kosher. So the Shach asks that the milk should be kosher, the Shulchan Aruch should be mechalik. That depends how much got stuck out of the animal. If it's less than a 60th, then that's the Shach kasha. The milk should be mutter.
60th at what time?
When it's still, at the time you were shechting the mother, if the part of the baby that was protruding was less than a 60th of the whole body.
Right, so when it gives milk then? The 60th of the animal?
Well, we say the milk is bam and hay varim, it comes from the whole animal.
Okay, so if that's 1/60th. Let's say 5 ounces from birth, even though right now that leg weighs 15 pounds?
Well, for argument's sake, let's say then it was a 60th and now it's also a 60th. You have a good question. If then it was less than a 60th, now it's 1/60th, it would change, you're right. So let's say it's less than a 60th then, less than a 60th now. So Frechte, the Shach, and the Bach, and the Taz as well, that it should be batel b'shishim. If I'm in the Tzarech. Comes the Mishnah L'melech, what's his taina, obviously. You all should know now. The Mishnah L'melech says, Tomani Achoch Me Ashkenaz. He was a Sfardi. The Beis Yosef was a Sfardi. So he says, all the Chochmei Ashkenaz are Matzmi and the Beis Yosef. Says Tamani Achochmei Ashkenaz. He's wondering, and the Taz, the Bach, and the Shach, what are you? They missed this Mordechai. They're saying it should be batel 1 minute by Yevama Sharaka Kodam, and by Yevshele LeShifazera B'Leitzach Suchei Ziba. We say that it's not batel. Why is it not batel? Because it's Nisar V'Tchilas B'Riyasai. It's created B'Taruvis. So if it's created with taruvis, there's no bittel. So the same thing by that cow that gives milk. It's takachu, the milk comes 1%, let's say, from the eva that was stuck out, and 99% from elsewhere. And normally we bottle b'shishim. But here, it's nisar b'tchilas b'riyasai, that's why it's not bottle. It's a beautiful tale, it's on the Beis Yosef. You know why it's not bottle? Because the milk, the minute it's created, is a mixture. Just like the Meshifazera, the minute it's created, has Ziva mixed in. Or the Reich of the Nida, this Dam of the Nida with Reich, it starts with Tchilas B'riyasai. So we say it's not bottle. The same thing, when this cow gives milk, we're Lamdanim. We're saying, oh, where does the milk come from? It comes from all the Avarim. It comes from one Aver, which is only less than a 60th. It should be bottle. It's not bottle. Because the milk that's not kosher, and the milk that's kosher, that's now mixed, is Nisar of Mitzilas B'riyasan. If this is Nisar of Mitzilas B'riyasan, so it blives no bittel. What?
The
Aver is not possible because you could see it. You know where the Aver is. So that Aver, you look at the Aver, that Aver is this. But the rest of the animal's head. So Mishnah Melech says a Gevaldig Teretz, and he's Matmiya on all the Gedolei HaPoskim. The Noda Yehuda has a tshuva, which a Piskei tshuva brings. He writes that he wants to answer the Chachmei Ashkenaz from the Kasha, from the Chachmei Sfard. He writes, becomes a personal argument. He says, a nice teretz. Dick, I want to tell you still here that you should know this Mordechai's rule, but he happens to say, he says a very nice teretz. He says that the Mordechai's rule, that when something is nisa'arev, it's chilas priyase, it's not bottle, where does that come from? What's the logic? Nisa'arev priyase is not bottle. He says, because where do we learn Bittul Barayiv? We learn Bittul Barayiv from the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin gives a psak. It has to be a psak of 70 members of the Sanhedrin. And it could be 50 members paskin one way and 20 paskin the other way. So you don't have a psak of 70, you only have a psak of 50. So from there we learn Bittul Barayiv, Rube Kukulai, the question how we learn both of them. But we learn that the psak of the 20 is buckled to the psak of the 50. And that's what we learn, Hochanach Arayiv. But Bittul Barayiv, we learn out that it's bottled from the Sanhedrin. So the Mardechai holds it has to be similar to the Sanhedrin, just like the Sanhedrin, it's not Nisar of Mitzchilas Briyasai, it's separate psakim. So that's why all Bittul Barayiv deeds Nisar of, needs to be not Nisar of Mitzchilas Briyasai, and that's where the Mardechai's rule comes from, that if it's Nisar of Mitzchilas Briyasai, it's not bottled. Zakta Noida B'Yehuda, that's only by Bittul Barayiv. Things that are bottle berayv, most things in the Torah, bittle is with rayv. By hilchis macholos asurais, you need bittle b'shishim. Why do you need bittle b'shishim? That's nothing to do with Sanhedrin. You need bittle b'shishim because there's a rule of tam ke'ikr. If something can give taste in a mixture, tam ke'ikr, it gives taste. And we have a Kabbalah that if it's less than a 60th of the mixture, it doesn't give taste. Generally, there are exceptions. Spices could give taste in less. And they're talking about bottle. But generally, foods don't give taste in a mixture of 60. That's how we know Bittul B'Shishim. So where does Bittul B'Shishim come from? It comes from the rule of Tam Ke'ikr, that a thing doesn't give taste in 60. That's not Bittul B'Rayiv. So that's the Noda B'Yehuda. The Mordechai's rule holds true anytime you have rules of Bittul Barayiv. And he has to do a Bittul Barayiv, the Mordechai's rule holds true. Anything that has to do a Bittul B'Shishim, the Mordechai's not talking. We're not talking about Bittul B'Shishim. Bittul B'Shishim is a different gather. And that, if it doesn't give taste, then it's Kilu Einai. And that, even if it's Arbet Chilu B'Spiryasai, the milk in the milk, it's also Bav. That's the Rabbi Yehuda's teretz. When we learn Yeridayim Yitzhak Hashem someday, we'll see. Rabbi Yehuda's teretz also not so pashut. But al kapanim, if you open up the Yeridayim, you learn Simin Yudalit Sif Hey, and you look at the Pesachei Tshuva. After he brings the Mishnah Melech Kasha, he brings this teretz of the Rabbi Yehuda. It has molecules that come from the Seder, and it has molecules that come from the So here also there's kosher milk and treif milk in the taruvis. This taruvis has some milk which came from a kosher aver, some which came from a treif aver. Ketayim is min b'mina. That requires maybe a lengthy explanation. It's takahar. But you know min b'mina lach b'lach was nishish. But okay. The what? Not Devarim. The milk, which is not kosher, is nice and tam into the milk, which is kosher. That's the teruvis. If it's less than shir, if it's more than a 60. So that's what he's talking, the milk in the milk, it's totally a shish. Alright, so this is the Mordechai's klal, which comes from our sugya. I mentioned to you last week that there's a stira in the Mordechai to the rules of Davi Shoshua Matirin. I'm all nervous. Those of you who did not learn Yeridaya are not fluent in Davi Shoshua Matirin. It's a little complicated. Davi Shoshua Matirin is an exception to Dinei Bittul. When things are bottled, you have an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, and it falls into a container with hundreds of eggs, and you don't know which is the egg that was laid on Yom Tov, which wasn't. Normally, it's Batul Barayiv. Nim Demina Yavish Biyavish. Normally, Batul Barayiv. If it's a Davish Yeshem Matirin, it's not bottled. That's the rule of Davish Yeshem Matirin, that Davish Yeshem Matirin is not bottled. There, the Mordechai says that if you have the case I mentioned last week, a gigas, a barrel, malaya, anovim, bikuim, you have a barrel with pressed grapes. And as time goes on, the grapes drain. grape juice. That's how you get grape juice. So a person took, before Shabbos, a barrel, put in his grapes. He gave a big fetch. It was full of grape juice. But he didn't pull out the grapes to throw them away. He wanted to keep on draining grape juice. That's what the Matzias is. As you leave it, more and more juice comes out. On Shabbos, he wants to take a cup full of grape juice from that barrel. 1 minute. More grape juice came out on Shabbos. This is draining. The halacha is mashkin shazavu, juice that drains from a peri on Shabbos, mashkin shazavu is aser, it's muktzah. Juice that comes out of a peri on Shabbos is not, you're not allowed to use. So it's mashkin shazavu is aser. Just here, it's bottom. Because this mashke shezavu, small amount of grape juice came out on Shabbos, it fell into the whole barrel full. It's bottom. But there's a problem. It's a davar sheyesh matirin. This grape juice is going to be motei after Shabbos. So davar sheyesh matirin is an exception to bittul. That's the problem. So there the Mardechai says, that if it's nisarev b'tchilas b'riyasai, if as soon as the grape juice came into the world, it fell into other grape juice, it's definitely bottle. The total opposite of what he says here. Here he says, Nesar Metchilasai is not bottle. There he says, if it's Nesar Metchilas Priyasai, it's Zicha bottle. Even if it's bottle, even if it's Dosheshem material, it's still bottle. Because if it's Nesar Metchilas Priyasai, as soon as this grape juice comes into the world, it's bottle into the other grape juice. It's sort of like an ice cube that melts into a cup of soda. Or if you have a lemon in your tea and the lemon juice goes into the tea. The lemon juice is not iser. It goes straight into the tea. It's bottled right away. I don't shush him at the tea. So it's water. It's bottled. It's water. So there, the Mordechai is the opposite, the total reverse of what he says here. And we pass him like both Mordechais. It's a plea. So there's one logical difference between the two Mardechais. If you can chap, if you think about it, you can chap the difference. Some should chap the difference. This morning I said a shit about Balabatim. I'm learning Doshish and Matirin. And someone there did chap. And he's someone who worked in Kotel for about 15 years, so maybe he's ahead of you. There's one Metzius difference in two cases. Wasn't it in Yavama Shiraka Kodam and the grape juice that goes into the barrel? Why the Yavama Shiraka Kodam is that bottle and grape juice is bottle? What? There's a Metzias difference. But Yavama Shiraka Kodam, both came into existence together. The blood and the spit and the saliva came into existence at the same time. Or the ziva with the shechazera came to the world at the same time. So there the Mordechai says it's not bottle. The mevatel, the misbatel, nothing is stronger than the other, it's not bottle. The grape juice case is different. Now this Teretz says in the Crazy Place, and in the Bihu, they both say. The grape juice case is different. There, the grape juice that's mevatel, that did exist for itself. It was on its own before him. That grape juice existed. The new grape juice is the Sar Metchilas B'riyasai. The old grape juice already has the kayach to be mevatelit. Because it existed by itself. It was a barrel full of grape juice. So now a little more grape juice comes in, it's bottle. It's not similar to Yavama Shiraka Kadam, where they both come into the Metzias simultaneously. This is the terrace that they say. Rav Shimon and Shari Yosha has a long hezber on their teretz, on the Crazy Places teretz. But Akoponim, this is the aside that we learn from Bedinim of Yevshel Zerah, B'leitz to the B'leitz of Tzufesim. Okay, let's move on to the next case in the Gemara. Typical, the way we learn a sugya, it's a sugya to a tumah. There's probably a lot of Torah that has to do with Mago Masa here. But since we have no clue what we're talking about, but Nago Masa, so we talk about Yeridaya, which at least we're familiar with, and we have what to say. What's a chiddush? When you look at the Gedolei Yisrael, look at Reb Chaim, you look at the Stifler, they have chiddushim just as much in Hilchos Taharis. Maybe not just as much, but they know Hilchos Taharis as much as all these other parts. Now we have one more sugya of Tumah here, Mappas. Amalei Rav Achmed of Taylor Ravina. Hahai Tana Loi Darish Daya. I forgot to leave me for Kavu Chaimer. I'll find you a Tana. It doesn't hold a Daya. The Tana. Okay, again, you're going to have to acquaint yourself with the basics of certain parts of Hilchos Tumah. Mapots Mineis Minayim. How do you know a Mapots is Mitamei Tumas Neis? She says it means Ayalan Neis. Now, before we start the Sugya, it's very difficult to begin because we don't really know the aleph beis of what's going on here. Why should a mappet not be metame? I thought everything is metame. Any keli is metame. Kli etz metame. Kli sluchas metame. Kli teres metame. Kli marzal metame. Why in the world should a mappet not be metame? What's a mappet? It's a mat. You have a mat. Picture it like the mats you have for the sack. The Gemara calls that mappet. So why should it be metame? So what's it starting? Mappets minai. So Rashi says, Ze'enai, loikla beged, loikla lor, loikla kliyetz. This doesn't fit into any category. It's not kli sluchis, not kliyetz, not kliyar, not kli anything. Something else. Not metame. Now before we say anything, I just want to tell you b'derech agav. What does Rashi say? If it doesn't fit into one of the kelim in Chazal, it's not metame. That's klar, before we learn the whole sugya, just to learn three words, Mapot Zemeis Minayin, Rashi is telling us, if it doesn't fit into one of the kelim of the Torah, it's not metame. True? Plastic kelim. A mekabel tumah? A plastic kelim mekabel tumah? It seems klar, from Rashi here in the Gemara, that a plastic keli is not mekabel tumah. At all. Because we're saying, Rashi, it doesn't fit, not the kliyar, not the kliyetz. Plastic, you know, is made from petroleum. Until 130 years ago, 140 years ago, there was no, in the world, there wasn't any plastic kelim. So I want to tell you a secret. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is preparing the world for Mashiach. Mashiach is going to come, Hilchos Tumah are going to be nayeg again. Hilchos Tumah and Taira will be Meisim Mashiach HaNayim. There'll be Meisim, there'll be Chayim, there'll be Nidais, there'll be Zavais, everything will be Metana. Now you have to understand what that means. Every Jewish home has four sets of kelim. You have Pleishiks and Milchiks. You have Pleishiks and Milchiks for year round, you have Pleishiks and Milchiks for Pesach. Right? Some houses have Parva kelim. So you have four to six sets of kelim in your house, right? When Mashiach comes, you're going to need eight sets of kelim. Because when a person is tamei, he's metamei. You can have a set of china. People are going to be tamei. A woman is a nida for 12 days a month. She's going to be metamei. And people go to levaya, they are mason. People are going to have separate kelim. If you make tamei, you make tara. No question. So what are you going to do with a car? You're going to have a car. You're going to have one car for your Meitumah and one car for your Meitara. No, Kli Barzal is even worse. Kli Barzal is Metame Odom. Kli Barzal is Metame Kemeris. So I'm telling you, when Mashiach comes, you go out and invest in plastics. The Rebbe Shlomo is preparing the world. Rebbe Shlomo has a tshuva, Nigris Meisha. Psak is that plastic is not mekabel tumah, and Bavad Yosef has a tshuva. He says plastic is not mekabel tumah, and he writes. They discussed it. I think he writes about L'chaim Hashem Zalman, Rabbi Yoshev, that Tikkadeli Yisrael, and come out all of them. I'm asking that plastic is not mekabel tumah. There's a tshuva in the Miches Yitzchak who argues that maybe it is mekabel tumah. One shita, as far as I know, is a Das Yachid. And everyone else holds that plastic is not makabel tumah. There's a nafka mina b'zman hazeh. There's a din in hilchas nida that if a woman sees a kesem, a stain of dam, on a dove she'ena makabel tumah, it's not metame. You have a woman who's who has a stain of dam on an undergarment. So it's dam nida. There are certain exceptions. It's dam hazeh, it's dam nida. If it's not something not makabel tumah, it's not metame. That's why Ramesh has a tshuva. By the other side, they have tshuvas about it. That if it's a synthetic garment, a polyester, which is plastic, polyester is plastic, it's not makabel tumah. And it's neither is also not makabel tumah. So I'm telling you, agav, you heard it here first, that plastics are the answer to the future. The stomach, Mashiach will come as soon as they figure out how to make a car totally plastic. You know, that's a sign Rabbi Shalom has the world ready, the kid. Everything else will be. The kitchen cabinets are not a problem. The chubba l'karka is not a kabel tumah. The sink is not a problem. The problem are only things that are metaphorical, things that move. So anyway, someone says, how do you know? You have to show them this Rashi. Mappets minayin. Rashi says it's not any type of clue. Now, there's a problem. What is a mappets? Where does it come from? It's not wood. It's not metal. It's not, we used to play when the kids were little, 20 questions around the table. So yes, this is made of this. What is it made of? Rashi doesn't say. Taisa says it's made from gumi. It's made from reeds. Why aren't reeds eights? What's eights? It has to be a tree? Eights is things that grow from the ground. Why isn't gumi, why isn't that eights? It's a funny thing. I'm sitting here telling you I wouldn't know pshat in this sugya if not that the stipler has a piece in the Kilas Yaakov and on Taharis and in Ches, and if I had not seen that stipler I wouldn't know how to learn the Gemara. The stipler says what is mappets? What is the thing you're talking about? If it grows on the ground, the gumi, it should be eights. A tree has to have a certain thickness to be a tree. When it grows on the ground, that's eight. He says that Vada Gumi is eight. When the Gemara says it's not Mekabel Tumah, the Gemara is saying that eight is only Mekabel Tumah if it's a Kli Eitz. It has to be a Keli. Begadim are different. A Beged, if it's Gimel al Gimel, it's Roy to be used as a patch even, it's Mekabel Tumah. But eight has to be Kli Eitz. It has to be a Keli made of wood. And then, Okay, we'll talk about the mappets back soon. Well, one second. A mappets, so the stipler, is a inferior keli. It's a wooden keli made orug, made woven. It's not like cloth. You weave cloth, it becomes solid. It becomes a solid. Unless you look carefully, you don't even realize that it's woven. Kli mappets is a woven keli made out of pieces of gumi, pieces of reeds. That, the stipler says, the Gemara's question, if it's metame, is based on the question that this is an inferior keli. He says, in case you're going to say, what's a makar for this? It means a very nice makar. He says that by weaving cloth that's woven, if it has a lot of knots in the weaving, when you weave cloth, if the thread is knotted, obviously the weaving won't be solid. Because the thread will be thicker, and all around it there'll be air, around the knot, because it won't be an even weave. So he brings a Gemara, a Mishnah, I don't remember, that says that if you have woven begadim that are full of knots, a certain amount, that it doesn't have a din of kli beged, it doesn't have a din beged to be makabel tumah. Says this is like that. This is a woven thing which is not woven tightly. It's an inferior keli, and that's why the Gemara is questioning if it's makabel tumah or not. Mappets b'meis minayin, it's an inferior keli. That is the shakavatari of this Gemara if it's makabel tumah. Now I'm a little ashamed that I have to go to a stipler for pshat. pshat. I just don't know anybody else that says pshat. And some there are others that I didn't see. But this is the stifles pshat in mafas b'meis minayim. It's interesting, a little meduyik in Rashi. Rashi says, Ze'enoi loy b'chlal beged, loy b'chlal ar, v'loy b'chlal kli eitz. If you look at the Rashi in the fourth and fifth line, Rashi should have said, loy b'chlal beged, loy b'chlal ar, loy b'chlal eitz. Is that what he should have said? He says, it's not beged or an eitz. Either you should say, it's not kli beged, kli ar, kli eitz. You should say, it's not beged, it's not ar, it's not eitz. What? Stam eitz is not. But if gemi was not eitz, it would be enough to say it's not eitz. You have to say kli eitz. I don't know what the things they are. Okay. It could be the deer, not a deer. But al kapanim, this is the way the stipler learns up the question. Mm-hmm. Alright, now let's see the Gemara. The Gemara is going to bring a Kal v'Chaymer, and it's going to show that we don't say Dayoy, then the Gemara will shlug it up. The Tanya. Ma'apot v'meis minayim v'dinu u'ma'adok pachin k'tan sh'torim bizar metamei b'meis. You have to have a cup here. Ma'adok small jar that a tor by a zav. I have to tell you a rule. A zav is metame a klicheres. No. And let me tell you two sets of rules. Okay. First, the rules of klicheres. The rule of klicheres has unusual kula and an unusual chumra. A klicheres is not metame me gabay. It's not metame from the outside. If you have a klicheres, a jug, if someone mace even touches it on the outside, it doesn't become tame from the outside. So that's a kula in kli cheres. It doesn't become tame from the outside. From the inside, it does become tame. It becomes tame in one of three possible ways. That it can become tame on the inside. One is ba'avir kli cheres. It's the only thing in the world that's metame ba'avirai. That if in the avir of the kli cheres, I'm not talking about a mace, a mace metame ba'ayom, if there's tuma in the air of the kli cheres is tame. Or of course b'maga b'bifnim, of course if tame touches it on the inside, or behesit b'bifnim. What is hesit? The Heset is a phrase that has a few applications. Basically, Heset is if you put pressure on it. Even if you don't touch it, it's metame. If you would take a long stick, a tame person would take a stick and press it on the inside of the keli, that's called metame beheset. That, even though he didn't put his finger in, he didn't touch it, and even if the stick is a stick of Saba Kabal Tumah, it's still Matame Behesed by putting pressure on it. The Mishnayis Zavim has a whole parakim that talk about different examples of Hesed. A seesaw, if you have a Tame on one side of a seesaw and he goes and makes it go down and someone on the other side goes up, or a Kali on the other side goes up, that's Matame with the Hesed Tazav. It says a rowboat. If you go into a small boat, if a Zav steps in, he shakes the boat, then everybody, all the kelim in the boat, are metame behesed. Any pressure that's caused directly by a zav is metame behesed. Not everything is metame behesed, but a zav, mishatumi yaitum egufai, these tumis are metame behesed. So again, klicheres, you have a kula and a chumra. It's not metame in the outside, it is metame in the inside. And you have three ways that it's metame on the inside: the avir, the maga, u behesed. Okay, that's the basic rule that you have to know to just start the Kal v'Chaymer. Now, pachin gedolim, you have big, gigantic jugs of cheres, a person can fit inside. Gemara talks about a tanner, an oven. Ovens were kelim made out of cheres. So the Gemara says that if there's tumin, the avir of a tanner, the tanner is tumin. Hachin katanim, a small cave. They have a very small opening. So the Gemara says the following. Madoch pachin katanim, shatayrim bizot. The torbay is off. Mitami bimeis. And yet, in an oil, ameis. They become tamei. Mapot, a mat, shemitame bizot. There's a halacha that a zav is mitame b'mishkav. A zav is mitame something that he lies down on, even if he doesn't touch it. Something that's miyuchid for the zav to go to sleep on, his bed, his mattress, is tame. Mishkav a moishav, or chair, or saddle, something he rides, merkav hazav. They're all the same. Mishkav hazav, moishav hazav, merkav hazav. Any zav normally sits on, it's miyuchid for him. Such a thing is becomes tamei bizav. So if a mapot is metamei bizav, in addition, tamei b'meis. So therefore, from the kavuchaymer, it's metamei zicha by a meis as well. So again, pachim ketanim, I tell you, every kavuchaymer is a kulin afumra, and the second if they're equal. So it's easy here, kulin afumra. Pachim ketanim are tar bizav, tamei b'meis. So we know meis is chomer, zav is cow. Second year for the cow, a mapot, which the cow, which is a zav, is mitami a mapot. Achas kama v'kama, the chomer should be equal, and it's also mitami v'mapot. Correct the Gemara. Kamaisi la bein l'tumas erev bein l'tumas shiva. The second half is not equal. A zav is mitame tumas erev. A meis is mitame tumas shiva. Let's say Dayai. Use the Kavachayma to tell you that a mapot is mitami b'meis for one day. Vahani Dayai lafukei tumas shiva. And say Dayai to take away that it's not mitami 7 days. So you should say Dayai. So we have your Tana that doesn't hold of Dayai. And it's not mitami for Kavachayma because you use the Kavachayma for tumas erev. Amalek v'ne Rama Nehele Reb Nachman Bar Zecharia le'Abaya. No kasha. Reb Nachman Bar Zecharia asked this to Abaya. V'amalei Abaya. Abaya said, "You have the brisa wrong. You changed the whole brisa. Tana mi mapatz b'sheretz ma'isila. The kavachaymer is not from zav to meis. The kavachaymer is from zav to sheretz, and then from sheretz you have a gzereshava to meis." Okay, this is where Pshat gets confusing. Okay, we have two limudim. The Kavachaymer is from Zav to Sheretz, which are both Mitami one day, there's no problem with Daya. And then we have Gzereshava from Sheretz to Meis. Gzereshava, there's no Daya, but Gzereshava. So the name of the Gemara says it's Gavachi Kama. So we have two limudim. First, Kavachaymer. Second, Gzereshava. Vachi Kama. I said Gzereshava, I mean a Hekish. Vachi Kama. Mapot. Mapot b'sheretz minayim b'dinim. Umapachin ketanim shetarim b'zav tamei b'sheretz. Mapot shetamei b'zav ein edish shetamei b'sheretz. That's good. That's dayoy. So that's fine. That's mitumas erev. Ela mapot mimeis minayim. Getting back to the original question, how do you know if I meis? That nemar. It's a zera shavatak. It's the same word. Nemar beged v'ar b'sheretz. Nemar beged v'ar b'meis. Ma begavaram of sheretz mapas tamei bay, begavaram of b'meis mapas mitamei bay. So here it's a zerah shava from one to the other, and the meila we know it. Okay, this gemara has one prat which you should have had a problem with when you went to Gemara. A logical problem. How do you know a zav is not metame pachin ketanim? That's the one part of all these cases that we have to figure out. A zav, the saying is not metame pachin ketanim. How do you know that? So Rashi says something which should be a problem. Where's the Rashi? Pachin Katayim Tarim Bezav. Look at the first Rashi in the narrow lines. But tell me what's wrong with Rashi. Rashi says Pachin Katayim Tarim Bezav. The Chol Tumaisav. The Klicheretz Ein Metami Ela Ma'avira. We know that Klicheretz is only Metami on the inside. Umitayach Shepiv Shaloitzar and Yachli Kadei Tespai L'Saychai. And since the mouth of Pachin Katayim are small, you can't get your finger in. So since you can't get your finger in, it's not metame, bizov. Because how's the zov going to be metame? You've got to stick his finger in to be metame. Ula medrus nami lechazi. He always sleeps on pachin katana. It's not tami medrus. Aye, what about hesed? I told you before that if you take a stick and you push the inside of a keli, a tami person pushes is metame behesed. So if you have pachin katana, you take a toothpick and you press on the inside, you'll be metame behesed. So Rashi lehesed klicheres, who behesed nami. What does Rashi mean? Why is not metame behesed? Lahachi afke rachmana lehesed klicheres bezav b'loshen maga. It's gzeres hakosid that the Torah calls hesed b'loshen maga to deceive klicheres hashiga b'yazav. Vayachan afkala bezav metame behesed. Lemema. Chol she'ein eroi metami b'magoi ein metami b'hesetoi. There's a pasuk. If pachim k'tanim can't be metami b'mago, they can't be metami b'heset. So there's a pasuk. Tosis says the same thing. The top of Tosis, ma pachim k'tanim. It says the heset loy metami to the pirush b'kuntres. Ma sheloy balach l'mago is loy balach l'heset. So small pachim, you have a tiny jug of clay. It can't be metame bizarre. Why? It's not metame b'maga or ba'avir, because the zav can't get its finger in. And it's not metame b'hesed, because if it's not metame b'maga, it's not metame b'hesed. What's the problem with this thing that a zav is not metame b'cheres? So you're talking to Tanya. What? It is. What does Rashi say? Why is not Matame? Because he can't get his finger in. It's not a mistake. Really, Azav is Matame, Pachin Katanim on the inside. The problem, he can't get in. It's not a din. The din is that Azav is Matame, Pachin Katanim. All he has to do is get his finger in. There's a problem. Pachin Katanim are so small he can't get his finger in. That's called that a zav is not metami pachin katanim. It's right. It's just we can't figure out a metzias for it. But to make the kavah chomer, I would think that it has to be something that the halacha is now. Now I don't have a teretz for Rashi. Rashi seems to say that if the metzias is not right, that's enough of a limud. I mean, it's not physically possible to have a zav who have a finger that's so skinny that it's as skinny as a toothpick. It's never going to happen. What? A mace does make it. So a mace doesn't have to get in the time to buy it. So a mace doesn't need a metzias, and a zav needs a metzias. That's the cash. That's the kind of thing. It's interesting. Pachin k'tan makal, because a zav can't fit his finger in. So you don't need pachim katanim. So you have a kasha. Let the Gemara say malizov without pachim katanim. The kasha. Why did the Gemara say malizov? She's matam abayil, and Mace is matam abayil. So you see, Mace more chamor. So mappets too. I don't know. It's a kasha. Why did the Gemara say that? Ma. Forget about pachim katanim. Why didn't the Gemara say? Mace is more common than a zav because the zav is not metame b'yal and a mace is. We got a teretz, I'm not a teretz. What? The question that I'm asking, really, Reb Chaim, the Bracha al Rambam, has this problem with Rashi and Tosfos, he calls it. He has a kasha, Rashi and Tosfos, that what do you mean? It's not metame. Pachdar not metame. Bizarre. They're metame. You just can't figure out a case. in which it's matana. We can't figure out a case. Like Tosis asks, the hair of a zav could fit in, because there's the kasha. The hair of a zav could fit in. The person has the kasha, what's Tosis say? This third line of Tosis. Akopisha Roya Magia Sayer Azov. Even though it's Roya, hair could get in. So Tosis says, even Roya Magia is Basa. So Reb Chaim, we're going to see tomorrow, Reb Chaim brings a Rambam. There's a different pshat in the Gemara than Rashi. Reb Chaim, he doesn't come as a kasha Rashi. He says, the reason the Rambam didn't like Rashi's pshat is because this is Shrek. He doesn't answer it. He says, so Rashi's pshat, it's Shrek. What do you think? It's not, it's a kula that it's not metame? It's a metzias. It's not metame. It's not a kula, it's a metzias. So therefore, that's a bit of a problem with Rashi. Rashi apparently holds he can make a kal v'chomer. In fact, that's not right. You'll never have a person that's finger can fit in. But that's a problem. So tomorrow we're going to learn the Grach is the Grach ala Rambam Hilchis Tumas Mishka V'Moshe Parashas. I think it's the only piece Tumas Mishka V'Moshe. You have to learn the whole piece. The Iker is the paragraph that starts with the words Baba Kama Daf Chafei. But what you should see before that is the very beginning. We explain the Rambam Shita. He brings the Gemara in Shabbos and says, "Ein nida metame deivarim." All you have to know is the Rambam's chat in that Gemara, and then you could skip to Baba Kama Chaf Hei and see how the Rambam brings the Rambam's chat in the Gemara. If you have time, if you finish Reb Chaim, the stipler is sitting in Gimel. Fits nicely as an explanation of the Machlokes to Rambam and Tosfos, the Rambam against Rashi and Tosfos, fits nicely with that stipler is Machlokes to Rambam and Rashi and Tosfos. The stipler is the second step. Okay, tomorrow I'm going to finish down.